More people living at a homeless encampment in Minneapolis will gather their belongings today and move into a temporary shelter just across the street. Construction crews hope to complete the so-called Navigation Center by the end of the week, which, when finished, will be able to house up to 120 people. It was a bittersweet moment for some to be leaving the community they created by the side of a highway. Max Nesterak has the story.
Teresa Graves packed up all her belongings into the back of a small SUV. Everything left in her 8-person tent, she said, could go to the dump. Except maybe she'd see if she could find someone who could use her mattress.
It's brand new, bro. Brand new. Like, was in the plastic and everything, just, like, good. And there's an end table, a good end table in there.
Graves set up a tent on this narrow strip of grass in between a highway and a concrete sound barrier months before it could be called an encampment. She saw it grow from a couple tents to as many as 200 at one point.
I'm happy, I'm grateful, but all my friends, everybody up here is my family. I mean, I'm only going right there, but it's just, it is overwhelming, and me and my fiance have spent since April in here.
Another long-term resident of the encampment, 27-year-old Phoenix Jabali, was less sentimental about leaving.
I'm really excited to be going to the NAP Center. It's been intense over here. I didn't mean to be punny. It's been intense.
Graves and Jabali are among the first 10 people to move to the Navigation Center across the street. They're part of a focus group of sorts to offer early feedback while construction crews rush to finish work by the end of the week.
They're making me part of the first group there. I was told we want a really diverse background, and, you know, you being a trans woman, we want to hear your experience, and you're going to help us train the staff on day one because we want to hear what's working out here and what's not working out here. So just that simple thing makes me feel a lot more comfortable and, like they have my back.
Jabali says she's been assaulted in shelters and harassed for being trans. That's why she chose to stay in the encampment. But she's hopeful the Navigation Center will be different, although many expect it to be the same as other shelters.
Yeah, I want to see it. I do. I really do. I want to see what it looks like, but I don't want to stay there.
Kelly Oquist has been living at the encampment for a few months now. She wants to move into a place of her own. She'd move anywhere, she says, just not to a shelter. This was a chance for outreach worker Fawn Mason to do some more lobbying for the Navigation Center.
Do you know that there's no curfew there?
Mm-mm.
There's no curfew. You can
really?
Come and go as you want, 24 hours a day. You have your own space, your own storage.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's community living, mm-hmm. but you'll have like your own cubicle.
As Mason keeps talking, you can tell she's doing a good job of selling the place.
Like, you know, the traditional shelters and the rules, they do not apply there.
Right, right. And that's why I said you don't
and
have to
you know
leave
there's
and everything.
A,
that's nice.
And
that's
I also really heard nice. They're going to be doing a Suboxone program over there.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Girl, this is untraditional.
Right. That's
Suboxone is a treatment for opioid addiction. The Navigation Center will also help people get counseling for substance abuse. Like most people at the encampment, and many people responding to it, Mason and Oquist are both Native American. Mason reassures Oquist that Native people are in charge at the shelter, including Frank Smith.
Yeah, he's a retired cop that's going to run the security. He's Native.
Nice.
And he's an elder.
Nice.
So we got the elder aspect, then cop.
Right.
Or Native elder, then cop.
Right. Both. Yeah, that would be nice.
By the end of the conversation, Oquist did not commit to moving there, but did not rule it out either. Mason and other outreach workers are optimistic this Navigation Center will work, and that the model of accepting anyone and offering services at the same time will be adopted by shelters across the state. Max Nesterak, NPR News, Minneapolis.